This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Talking some Super Bowl. The NFL season is over. Of course, the game was on Fox, which meant Tom Brady was on the call. I thought he was fine. A lot of people hate Tom Brady. I don't think he had any flubs or mistakes. He's just not special.
Yeah, didn't we have Jimmy Traina on Friday? And he said, look, he's not great. He's not terrible. He's just kind of down the middle.
Like, yeah. You know what he
is? Kind of what he is.
You know what he is, though? When they showed that opener with Lady Gaga, and I actually saw that. It's not like I watched 2 hours of pregame. Somehow I saw that. It was about 6:15. He's got the longest arms I've ever seen.
He does?
Oh, my God, dude. He was just wearing a T-shirt. You got to look at it.
Okay. I didn't see the arms. I tuned in.
Freakishly long.
I tuned in just for, like, the national anthem and the flyover.
You didn't miss anything.
I know I didn't miss anything.
You know, Gaga was doing something from, you know, somewhere there in New Orleans downtown.
She's singing the Top Gun theme.
Is that what she's saying? Yeah. I don't even know what it was. But did you notice his arm? He's wearing his T-shirt.
He has freakishly long arms.
He looked gaunt. That's what everybody noticed.
And they're butt skinny. Yeah. I mean, right. There's no muscle.
Online, people were savaging his face. Like, his face is...
I couldn't get my eyes off his arms.
His cheeks are, like, hollowed out.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that Botox.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what it is.
He's got something.
Yeah.
Plus, doesn't he have some crazy, stupid diet?
He's got a crazy
diet. He has an insane diet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't eating chips and queso yesterday, just pummeling it. He wasn't doing that bit.
He's not going to be one of those guys. He's not going to be one of those guys who you don't recognize after they retire.
Right.
Like, sometimes, I don't know why this is somewhat obscure, but he's become somewhat of an announcer now. That quarterback, Sean King, who we've had on the show, looked like he gained 100 pounds.
I mean, the NFLers, they go in one of two directions. They either balloon up like him or... They're Joe Thomas, the offensive tackle, the Hall of Famer, who loses 130 pounds, and you can't recognize him. Ryan Kerrigan is another guy. Like, he's barely recognizable after losing all the weight.
Yeah.
Like, you see him, you're like, that's Ryan Kerrigan? He's, like, skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just weird. It throws you. So I could see where you could be thrown off by big, gangly, hollowed-out face Tom Brady.
Really long arms, dude.
Yeah, Brady, I mean... Women still love him. He's a good-looking dude, but that face just looks way too skinny.
Yeah.
And then he was wearing, apparently, did you hear about this?
I did hear,
yes. A gold watch.
He was wearing a watch worth $740,000.
Well, I mean, when you're making $37.5 million per year, like you need to spend your money on dumb, frivolous things.
Well,
what else are you going to do with
that? I think he was wearing a belt. Like, if you looked at, I was just trying to see, because I noticed it. The donk next to him, Burkhardt, or whatever his name is.
Kevin Burkhardt, yeah.
Yeah, he's fine. He's just wearing like a regular guy's like brown belt.
Right.
You know, probably something he got at TJ Sillies. Yeah. Tom's suit was like fitting nicely and everything, but when he had his jacket off, you can see he wasn't even wearing a belt. I don't know.
Like you said, he's fine. I mean,
he's fine.
The way he talks kind of irks me a little bit. But it's, he doesn't bother me, but he doesn't attract me to a game.
Well, he's definitely not worth $40 million or whatever they're paying him a year. But God bless him.
Sick deal.
We should all be
very
so lucky.
Jelly.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I guess a lot of people are upset that the game was such a blowout. I mean, I guess.
Well, what are you supposed to do? I mean, it was. Yeah.
I was kind of enjoying their greatness.
One team was clearly much better than the other.
I thought I would see potentially, you know, Kansas City cement their greatness as a dynasty, and they are a great organization. Mm-hmm. And they've done incredible things. But, it was kind of fun to watch them just pressure him. They were pressuring him with four. They were sacking him left and right.
Blitzing.
They were even bringing extra guys.
Well, Josh Sweat dominated the right side.
He was incredible.
I mean, he was incredible, man. He was just... I don't know who that left tackle was, the guy for the Chiefs, but he was literally just pushing him back 10
and
feet.
And I thought you could see, I think it was the first possession that Kansas City had, where they flushed Mahomes right, and he chucked one like pretty haphazardly. He got away with it, mm-hmm. but I thought, oh, wow, he's begging to throw an interception.
Sure.
And that kind of continued
and
throughout
he did
the night.
Later to DeGene.
Yeah.
He's rolling right.
Kind of continued
and then he
throughout
threw it
the
back
night.
Across the field, which he's probably gotten away with a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But he didn't get away with it last night.
Yeah. It was just remarkable.
I mean, if they didn't give Hurts the MVP, I would have given it to Josh Sweat.
I wouldn't have.
Josh Sweat was dominant. That was one of the best performances by a defensive player in Super Bowl history on the line. He was dominant on every play.
Mm-hmm.
They could not block him.
Let's make out some of the calls if you want to chime in on it. Were you disappointed? I wasn't really. I just sat there and just watched kind of
an awe. Top to bottom, I think if you factor in the game, the commercials, halftime show, probably one of the worst.
Maybe.
I'm with you.
The game was a dud.
Yep.
I mean, Kendrick Lamar, I watched 20 seconds of it and I said, this is not targeted to me, mm-hmm. so I'm checking mm-hmm. out. And I've grown weary of the commercials over the years.
Yeah, I know.
But nothing jumped out of me. Maybe the seal commercial with his face on the seal for Mountain Dew.
It was just kind of disconcerting. Almost.
It was weird. My wife's like, ooh, that's gross.
Yeah.
That was the only one I really remember.
I kept noticing it was like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon on like every commercial. They were on a lot of commercials.
Yeah, they were on multiple.
Like for different things. I don't know.
I agree with you. And it just took forever for the game to start.
Correct.
Because, I mean, Tom Cruise did like a 20-minute intro. I mean...
Can we just start
the game at 6?
Start the game at 6.
Can we have kickoff at 6 and not 6:42?
I missed that part.
He did the whole intro to start the game.
The hyping up the Chiefs versus Eagles. Like it's 2 or 3 minute long bit.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Believe me, I wish I didn't.
Let's go to Mike.
Also, did you guys think that they hyped it up? The score bug? I never even knew they called it a score bug.
Yeah.
But they had hyped it up. I'd seen it online. Did you think it was... very elementary.
I didn't have a problem. It looked very basic.
Yeah.
I didn't
look like
problem.
Something that
screen too
I'd
much.
Come up with 10
some,
years ago.
Some people were like, it's taking up 80% of the screen. I was like, calm down. Like, it's just,
it was fine.
It's a little bit bigger than normal. It's okay.
Mike, what's up? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the game, observations, commercials, all that. Mike.
Good morning, Junks. How are you this
hey,
morning?
Hey, Mike.
Great. What's up, man?
So I think the overall consensus is trash game, trash halftime show. You really only enjoyed that if you wanted to see the Kansas City dynasty fall apart. I think, you know, I don't know how you guys felt, but to me it kind of felt a little reminiscent of those Giants teams that beat the Patriots, honestly. What the Eagles were able to do without blitzing at all
mm-hmm.
to get that kind of pressure, I mean, that just changes the game. When you can have all your guys floating around in the secondary, it's going to be, I don't care how great your quarterback is, when a team can come in there and smoke you with their front four, it's a lot to deal with out there. How did you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I think you make a good
point.
Like I said before, it reminded me of what Seattle did to Denver when they matched up in the Super Bowl 11 years ago, where that defense just overwhelmed what was supposed to be a high-powered offense, and Peyton Manning had a pick six in the game, much like Patrick Mahomes had a pick six in this game. So that's what it reminded me of. But the Giants comparison's good, too. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I mean, you look at some of these numbers, you realize the Chiefs, in their first five drives, had a total of 14 yards.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the ball.
Right.
I mean, they just barely had the ball.
Yeah, the DeGene run back at one point covered more yards than the Chiefs, I think, had through three quarters of the game.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they couldn't move the ball on that defense.
And And Hurts, even though he didn't put up crazy numbers in the playoffs, he was super efficient.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really, really good. I mean, the one interception was bad. He tossed that up off his back foot. But for the most part, in the four games in the playoffs, he was really, really good. Didn't turn the ball over. Ran for a bunch of yards, scored touchdowns. I mean, he was just
how flawed.
Awesome.
It just highlights how flawed the traditional quarterback rating stat is. Where Mahomes had a 95.
Yeah,
because he had one of the garbage. Worst games.
Oh, that's absurd.
That should tell you.
Everything,
crazy.
Everything
I mean, he did throw a dime to Worthy, but it was meaningless.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was a complete garbage time. Yeah. I mean, you have to factor in garbage time to the rating system.
First time in his career, Mahomes threw two interceptions in the first half of a playoff game. He became the first quarterback in Super Bowl history to take consecutive sacks before throwing a pick six in a span of three plays. So think about those three plays.
Yeah.
Sack, pick six. Yep. And you know what? He showed up. Did you see how he showed up to the stadium?
Mahomes? Kelce or Mahomes?
Mahomes.
No,
he was trolling the Eagles. He showed up in like a Kelly Green suit.
I didn't feel like that was a great look. Like when I saw it right away, I went, ooh, I don't know if I liked it. Not that it has an impact on the game.
It's a great look if you win.
I just didn't know if that was a great idea. I don't know why he did that.
Yeah, some other numbers. He finished with 33 passing yards in the first half.
Yeah.
Second quarterback in history to throw an interception on consecutive pass attempts. Apparently, Craig Morton did it twice in the playoffs.
Yeah,
it was a bad performance.
That Super Bowl was so lopsided, it brought me back to just when there were strings of blowouts in Super Bowls. Like 25 or 30 years ago. Like I remember when I was in college, the Niners just
destroying
dismantled
everybody.
Maybe Denver in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, 55-10.
It was just like you lose interest by
it brought me back to 87 when we dismantled us of the Broncos in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Doug Williams went nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Marcus in College Park. Marcus, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, Marcus.
One thing I'd like to say is that, you know, Barkley had a bigger impact on that game than people will give him credit for, just because he didn't gain a lot of yards. When Andy Reid and Spagnuolo committed an overwhelming force to stop him, that would have been okay if the Eagles were a one-dimensional team, but they're not. And it opened up the passing game for Hurts, and not only that, and just as important, opened up the running game for Hurts as well because of the concentration on Barkley. Mm-hmm. They rolled the dice and they got burnt. I'd also like to comment on Tom Brady. He must have been secretly ecstatic that the Kansas City Chiefs lost, and he wasn't immediately drawn into, Mahomes is better than you, Tom. Mm-hmm. That would have been pure torture for him. And lastly, on this air several weeks ago, I called Sirianni a dope. Mm-hmm. Well, was I ever wrong? A tip of the cap to him. Because anybody that can put the game plan together like that to knock off the defending champs. And he's also second in line for most amount of games won in four seasons, only behind George Seifert, who was no dope. I got to give the guy credit. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Marcus. Appreciate it, buddy.
Prepared with that call.
And Barkley was also good in the blitz pickup.
Yeah.
So, they bottled him up. I mean, they clearly – Spagnuolo basically – and we kind of talked about this. I think Vic pointed it out last week. If I'm a defensive coordinator, Hurts has to beat me. Saquon's not going to beat me. And that's what the Chiefs said. They said, all right, Saquon's not going to beat us in the run game. Hurts, you're going to have to do it. And he did it, clearly, but – Barkley was really good.
But give Philly credit, too. Like, they kept hammering Barkley. Like, even though he wasn't getting anything, the game plan was, you're going to get the ball 20-plus times.
Correct.
The offense is going to run around you, and then we're going to take some deep shots to Devontae and to AJ.
Yeah.
And it worked beautifully.
25 carries.
Also makes them control the clock.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, there's two sides of that. The Chiefs were three and out over and over again.
Right.
So they weren't going to have much time of possession, but the Eagles put together long scoring drives.
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles carried the ball 45 times in the game.
That's what they
completely dominated the time of possession.
But I botched the exact turnover thing. That's the thing which jumps out at me. So it was 3-1 in this game. But
that's right, because he threw the pick, right?
13-1 in the playoffs.
Plus 12, man. That's pretty impressive. No, it's you're gonna win a lot of games.
It actually makes me feel a little bit better about our loss, which was somewhat similar to that to them 2 weeks ago. That we just stumbled into a juggernaut, a team that was just gelling at the right time. And, you know, hats off to him.
I was watching some of the post game after the game, and I think it was Saquon who talked about it, that, you know, he was talking about being new in Philly and that they started off the season 2-2. And people were talking about firing Sirianni. Mm-hmm. And he was like, man, in Philly, you start off 2-2. You'd think, you know, the season's over. They lost one game the rest of the season. That was the game against the Commanders. And that was a game in which Jalen Hurts played a quarter, basically.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go to Chris.
Jalen Hurts gets just savaged by the media because he doesn't put up big numbers.
Yeah. You got to give him his love.
He's
now
a winner.
After that performance.
He's just won his whole life. It's hard for me not to respect that.
Gotta respect
the dude.
Even won when he was benched, DB. Yeah. Tua came in there and won him a national championship.
Chris, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's up?
Hey,
good.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, basically, this is what I was saying. Like, I was saying this last week. I was having a conversation with my boys. I was saying that the NFC is more dominant than the AFC, and everybody, like, you having conversations, everybody say the AFC is more dominant than the NFC. Now, this is a prime example how dominant the NFC is, like, and it's years to come. But what I wanted to say is that this is one of the rare games that you see Andy Reid get out-coached. You'd think that they'd leave a tight end in to help out blocking, you know, to get it going for Mahomes. But this game, he really looked like he needs to retire. But even though I know he's coming back for another year, but this game right here, I can really say that Kansas City got out-coached. They didn't make no adjustments, try to pick up the pass rush on the outside coming in. Anytime you got a guy named Jalen Carter in the inside, you got a double team, so you lead the outside one-on-one. I would think they would lead tight ends in, you know, to help with all that speed with Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown, you know, give them some time to get it going a little bit. But I would say, like, listen, I did this parlay. I got every single one right. Uh-huh. But the daggone running back for the Kansas City Chiefs, I thought they would get a little bit of run game going. They only had three carries going into the third quarter.
That's right.
Yeah, how much would you have won? How much would you have won if you hit?
Hey, listen, I did a small bet.
Gotcha.
I normally do pretty big, but I did an interception for Jalen Hurts. I did the under on I would have won $3,000 off of
$15. That's pretty good. That's pretty nice. But yeah, I mean, they didn't run the football. Kareem Hunt had three carries for 9 yards. P. Ryan had a late carry for 8 yards in the game, and Pacheco had three carries for 7 yards. So in terms of their running backs, they combined for 24 total yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes. I know that it's an era where they say running the football doesn't matter. but you can't just run for 24 yards with your running backs and expect to win.
It's just not going to happen yesterday. It wasn't going to happen. They could.
And the Eagles also put together one of the best offensive lines. I mean,
well, just when they spotlight how big those dudes are. I mean, they average 6'5", 338.
I think it's 6'6", 338. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, 6'6",
338.
And they compared it to Super Bowl I.
Yeah, those guys were like 6'3", 245.
Right, right.
They also had some great play calls, too. Like, just when you think they're about to just maybe just run the clock out a little bit, they hit you with a big shot.
Well, the pass to Devontae Smith was, I mean, perfection.
Perfect.
Just dropped it in the basket.
Yeah. It is funny, EB, though. I am looking at that box score with Patrick Mahomes at the rating of 95.4, but his QBR, did you see that?
Yeah, of course.
11.
Yeah. 11.4.
No, it's just remarkable. It just shows you how just bogus that the traditional QBR stat can be.
He throws the pick six. He gets picked off at the end of the first half by Vaughn.
Yeah, the pick by him, by that linebacker. Incredible play.
All that performance did last night was bolster my argument about Jaden versus Patrick,
which is
he's better. He thinks better. He's better.
Jaden was better, at least in that 9-game stretch. And he definitely would have been better last night.
Probably.
Than Patrick Mahomes.
Probably.
Not that they could have played each other, because they played each other in the NFC title game.
Yeah. I'm trying to think how Jaden performed in that game where the Eagles destroyed us. It wasn't his best game.
No,
but he wasn't
his
best
game. But it wasn't a Patrick Mahomes level bad game.
It wasn't.
I can tell you that.
Right.
I can tell you that right now.
Right.
But the Eagles Commanders games over the next decade, they're going to be fun. They're going to be freaking wars.
They're going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
We got to find out, too, what was the ultimate damage they did in Philly? Like, you know, tearing the street apart, burning the city down.
The streets were ridiculous.
Yeah. Thank God I wasn't there. Can you imagine like being in a hotel and just watching below?
Get out of town immediately.
The city catch on fire.
All right, phone number you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. A little bit later in the program, we got Mike Jones, covers the NFL for the Athletic. He'll join us at 725. Will Dawkins, the Wizards GM, at 9. And then our pal Will Brinson from CBS Sports at 925 here on The Junkies.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.